Ashraf Garda on SAFM.
Right, let's get to, we'll pick up some callers just now. Let's get to the issue of innovation. One of the features that we've introduced into these shows, and we did it yesterday with the discussing around IT issues, so it's upping issues around innovation and tech and gadgets, because we believe there's a big market for that and audience that we need to be able to cover, right? So with that in mind, we'll be chatting pretty shortly, in fact, to Jeremy Sampson. But let me just tell you as well, let's continue with some of the messages. We've got Mazi Zoli saying, I'm voting for the ACC because I want the death penalty for murderers, right? Mazi Zoli is a great and honest leader the country needs. Come from Nguzo, right? Okay, so a few days ago, in fact, I was at the JSE because the brand finance team have put together an interesting rollout with regards to South Africa's most valuable brands. So we thought, let's talk about that. In fact, what does it really even mean when we talk about the most valuable brands, right? So with me as part of this Innovation Hub feature is Jeremy Sampson, the chairperson of Brand Finance Africa. Jeremy, good chatting to you. It's been a long, long time.
Ashraf, very good to be talking to you on SABC. It's been a while, as you say.
Absolutely. Okay, let's get to where we are with regards to your event. I think that there were two categories, if I'm not mistaken, that you put together, and the key word in both those categories were brand, right? So what was judged firstly?
Basically, as you would know, but perhaps your listeners don't, Brand Finance is a London-based consultancy. It's been around 30 years, and it puts a ranking of brands by their financial value, which is the one aspect, and their brand strength, which is the second aspect. And brand strength is really a basket of things where there are perhaps around about 100 metrics that can relate to, well, what's the future prospects, what's the investment in marketing, what are they doing in sustainability, all those softer issues, as it were. And then there's, as I say, the financial, and that all comes together. Both of these, incidentally, are regulated by international standards. So this is global best practice, which we bring to South Africa.
And when you say financial, are we talking balance sheet financial?
Yes. And that's very important because we do these rankings without the commitment or support of the companies involved. Now, that can get tricky because, for the most part, you can only get hold of the financials of companies if they're listed on stock exchanges. So, as I say, we do probably well over 100 rankings a year, global and local. And so we've got to have access to the figures. And that's where, when you look at the top South African brands, for the most part, they're all listed on the JSE.
Okay.
That means they're coming out with either 6 monthly or quarterly figures.
Understandably. Okay, we're going to get to the listing in a moment. But here's the last thing. If understanding assets and liabilities is simple enough on the balance sheet, you have access to that. How then do you determine brand value if it's a soft thing? I mean, can you sell brand value?
Well, you can sell brands. You know, this is where a Jaguar, a Land Rover, have been bought and sold a couple of times in the last couple of decades. So today they're owned by Tata. Likewise, a Rolls-Royce or a Bentley, owned by Volkswagen and BMW. The interesting thing is that the International Financial Regulatory Board, often the whole question of intangible assets, which is what brands fall under, becomes a tricky area. And I often joke, Ashraf, I shouldn't be asking you this, but what's the difference between Johnny Walker whiskey and a good tequila or something like that?
And clearly I wouldn't know, as your point is. Go ahead.
I know. But my point is that, you know, Johnny Walker is a homegrown brand, and as a homegrown brand, it can't be put on the books of Diageo, whereas a brand that they've acquired, therefore they've got a financial value, they can put that on their balance sheet. And this is where it gets very confusing.
But Johnny Walker does make great ads. I'll concede that, okay? Right. Having said that, what have you come up with in terms of your ranking?
Basically, this is the 15th year we've done the rankings in South Africa. And MTN has been very dominant, followed by Vodacom, the two telcos right up at the top there. There was a time where at the bottom of the rankings, but in the rankings were Telkom and Cell C. And sadly, they both dropped down a bit. But MTN and Vodacom are the top brands. MTN, of course, is worth now round about, wait for it, 68 billion rands, which is an awful lot of money. And people forget that also MTN is in about 20 countries. Mm. Basically, also, all the countries, you have to consider that when we do global rankings, what do you do it in? Well, you do it in American dollars, and then you do a secondary table in the local currency. Now, that's bad news for MTN because they're in 20-odd countries. When you measure the local brands in those 20 countries against the US dollar, you only have to look at Nigeria, where the Naira has dropped over 30% in the last 12 months. That knocks their value down. And this is where generally, as a broad brush approach, African brands, their values are not going up too much. And in some cases, they're going down, partly because of the risk factor and partly because of the financial factors.
Okay, so MTN is number one, so the most valuable brand in South Africa, right?
And in Africa,
and on the continent, followed by Vodacom. And then who makes up the top five?
Then we go to Standard Bank, and that's in number three position. And Standard Bank has had a very, very good year indeed. Very, very strong. And then, interestingly, in fourth position is Nando's. Now, I was saying earlier that we only get the financials from listed companies. Nando's, everyone says, well, as a brand, of course it's valuable. But this is the first time we've actually listed it. And the reason is, and those with a long memory will remember, when Nando's was formed in 1987, why do you go onto the stock exchange? Well, you go on to raise money. So they went onto the stock exchange. But after a couple of years, I think, A, they didn't need to raise more money, and B, they didn't like the analysts challenging them and telling them how to run their business. So they delisted. So for the last, 20, 30 years, you couldn't get hold of the financials. But because they're doing so much business in the UK and Europe and around, in fact, the world, they have to put their figures into Companies House in London. And Companies House in London means they're in the public domain. So for the first time ever, we managed to find some figures that gave us enough integrity to be able to put a value on the brand.
Fascinating. Although they very much still a private company, right, with what, 1, 2, 3 shareholders, and I understand that. So they're at number four. That's significant. Then you've got at number five?
Number five is FNB. So by financial value, FNB is number five. And in brand strength terms, it's number one. But financially, again, it's a very strong brand. It's actually running strong and steady at the moment. So those are your top five: MTN, Vodacom, Standard Bank, Nando's, and FNB.
Okay, here's the all-important question. So two in the telco business, two banks, and one food company in that top five, right? Of course, people can see the whole list. I'll tweet it out myself too. But here's the last thing in 30 seconds. How valuable is this listing to these brands?
It gives them tremendous potential bragging rights in the sense that what are they doing that's right? And in this, when it comes to the community, when it comes to sustainability, when it comes to brand strength, this is very important for top brands. And the thing about a good brand is the fact that they engender loyalty, they engender love, they have consistency of buying, and that means that any company that owns strong brands is going to have a financial consistency as well through the loyalty of their customers. And that's where brands are fantastic for companies, and they're great ambassadors for South Africa.
And since you're such a brand champion, maybe we'll give you some homework and say, can you put something together regarding South Africa's political party brands, as in, what's the value of the ANC? And I'm doing it in order, ANC, GA, EFF, and then we'll see the rest. Think about that. You've got some homework to do, Jeremy Sampson. Much appreciated.
Thanks, Ashraf.
There we are, Jeremy Sampson. I mean, feeling rather nostalgic, in fact, talking to him, chairman of the Brand Finance Africa.